6:04, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado Congresswoman Diana DeGette does not expect a government shutdown, even as Congress disagrees on federal finances. The U.S. House has voted to fund the government through December and to suspend the federal debt limit. The measure now heads to the Senate, where Republicans are expected to block it. DeGette says she's still hopeful.
And more urgently, if the debt ceiling needs to be raised, then we need to raise it. And we've done it a number of times since 2011, including with Republican support.
Without some resolution, federal programs could shut down in about a week, and the U.S. could default on its debts. The state health department says masks and vaccines in schools have helped reduce the transmission of coronavirus in kids. The department compared case rates at 48 districts that started school in mid-August. It found infection rates began to rise a few days after school started, with rates rising higher in districts that did not require masks. Counties with lower vaccination rates among young people also had higher rates of infections. Places with high vaccination rates had fewer infections. Xcel Energy customers will see higher gas bills starting next month, CPR's Miguel Otonoro reports.
Monthly gas bills will go up by an average of $11.22 for homes and nearly $49 for small businesses. Xcel is charging more for natural gas this fall because demand is outpacing supply across the country. The company says some of this is due to Hurricane Ida damaging gas processing facilities and because customers use more gas for heating as the weather gets colder. Electric bills are also expected to increase, an average of nearly $2 for homes and $3 for small businesses. Miguel Otárola, CPR News.
The trial starts today for the man who crashed his semi-truck on I-70 in Lakewood 2 years ago. Rogel Aguilera Madero says his brakes failed while driving east out of the mountains. The crash killed 4 people and injured 6 others. The trial is expected to last 3 weeks. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.